So there are 1,440 minutes or 86,400 seconds in the day. Now, one of the most common excuses that we use to justify why we can't achieve what we want is that we don't have time. But life coach, author, and speaker Sally Tebow says the real issue isn't lack of time. The real issue is actually about our priorities and where we're prioritizing our time. Let's get into this, Sally. Hello.
Hi, Tim.
Oh, this is going to be a good one. I like this. This is a loving challenge, isn't it? I mean, is there ever really when lack of time is actually a genuine reason?
Well, isn't that interesting? It's like how long is a piece of string?
I'm just trying to get myself off the hook here a little bit. That's all.
Well, you know, I put this in ways of when we want to increase your health, mostly. You know, when we're talking about yourself, your health, or your wealth, that oftentimes we'll set an intention to do something and then say, you know, in my work, when I'm, you know, wellness coaching and life coaching, that is the biggest excuse that my clients use all the time is I didn't have enough time. Mm. And my thing about that is, well, if you prioritize yourself, your health and your wealth, then you will find the time. And it's all really about the question to ask yourself is, what am I actually avoiding here? What excuses am I using? And then, you know, really ask yourself, do I really want this really badly?
So if it really is genuinely about priorities, then Sally, let's say that that is the case. How then do we, I suppose, take inventory of our life to see how we're actually really, honestly using our time?
Yeah, well, one of the things that I did many years ago when I had a business coach was she challenged us for a week to write down in half-hour segments exactly how you were spending every half hour of your waking day.
So once we've got that journal, we've done a breakdown of our week, what are we looking for then when we look back over that to highlight those areas that might need attention?
This is about being really honest with yourself. You know, you can say, oh, I was just relaxing, I'm resting, but are you really, or is it really that you're avoiding something? Mm. And the second thing, which I thought was really interesting, was when you find your high energy and low energy time. And so it's about then looking at, okay, don't schedule in your day creative work when you know your energy is going to be low. So it's about reprioritizing. And a lot of people, for instance, when they get to work, sometimes will get to work and the first thing they do is check emails. Rather than sitting down and thinking, okay, what are my priorities today that I need to get done? It's about understanding yourself and not trying to make those big decisions when you're tired.
Right. Now, all of what you've said, Sally, and we'll go back to this, all of this requires a absolute degree of total honesty with yourself, which for some people is really challenging. But how, I suppose when we've got all of this information, then is it just willpower? Is it just I need this to change, so I just have to go into that space and just be brutally honest with how I'm using my time and not just make excuses?
Exactly. I think you've said it beautifully there. I mean, you know, I get up and work out nearly every morning, most mornings, and I don't want to sometimes.
Sure.
You know, I said I want to get up sometimes.
Yeah.
But I know that if I do get up and do work out, and it can be really simple, it's not complicated, I will feel better for the rest of the day. So sometimes it's asking that question. If I lay here in bed and don't work out, I'll feel good for now, but how am I going to feel towards the end of the day? And is this, you know, heading me towards the goal that I want to be healthier or fitter or stronger? But, you know, a lot of those changes we want to make, for instance, let's use health, for example, you know, that can be really simple, like drinking extra water, making sure you go for some type of physical activity at least 30 minutes. It doesn't always have to be the gym. Choosing to have some fruit instead of maybe having a, you know, a muffin or something. So they're not hard, but we make them complicated. When you put your priorities together, you think about your time, you just make those simple decisions. It makes a whole heap easier.
Okay. SallyTebow.com.au is Sally's website. You can find out more about reevaluating your priorities and using your time wisely online at Sally's website. That's website again, SallyTebow.com.au. Tebow is T-H-I-B-A-U-L-T. SallyTebow.com.au. And my special guest has been life coach, author, and speaker Sally Tebow. Sally, thank you for that. We will all be writing journals for the next week and reevaluating our time, and we'll get back to you next week, and you can give us a mark out of 10. Until then, you take care. We'll talk soon.
I'll have my red marker out ready for next week's session.
Oh, thanks, gosh. Thanks, Sally.